You're listening to Flip Empire, the show committed to helping real estate entrepreneurs who want to build their empire without sacrificing their life. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Your new life is going to cost you your old one, but you can't have both. That's just one of many gems that was shared recently at our Ascend Mastermind Retreat. And I want to credit Wyatt Reed for bringing that valuable nugget and insight and perspective to the room. And it's one of those quotes that was shared and just kind of landed on people, and people just let breathe. Your new life is going to cost you your old one, but you can't have both, you know? And isn't that so true that we all have our desires, our wants, we have our goals, we have our ambitions, and, you know, aspiring to accomplish great things. I know if you're listening to the show, you most likely fall into that category. And yet, you know, what are you willing to shed? You know, I think of a snake, how many times a snake sheds their skin. And we kind of have to see ourselves the same way, is that you have to let go of old habits and you have to continue to strive towards becoming the best version of yourself in order to get the things you want. You have to become the type of person that just naturally attracts and makes the things that you might want happen in your life. It's not just going to happen by coincidence or by luck. It's said that luck is when opportunity meets preparation. I want to piggyback on another quote that one of our members, Brenton Hess, shared at our most recent retreat. And, you know, he basically said that confidence is built in preparation, you know? And so what are you doing to prepare to be the best version of yourself and to continue to strive to grow and learn? What type of environment are you putting yourself around? Are you surrounded by yes sirs and yes ma'ams kind of thing? People that are going to tell you what you want to hear, but not necessarily tell you what you need to hear? That is what the power of being involved in a community, a mastermind, getting around the right people, the network is so important. So we had an incredible retreat. I just wanted to share those two insights with you. And hopefully it lands home, because I think if you really start to think about it, it's so true. You can't strive towards and want something without letting go of something that's holding you back from getting that very thing you want. Hopefully that makes sense. But yeah, look, if you want to connect with Steve and I, we recently had a spot open up and we had an incredible retreat, and we continue to push the envelope on ways that we can enhance the experience and just continue to inject more value into the community. There's so many wonderful things that are happening just from the organic relationships that have been built, from, you know, people partnering up on self-storage deals to lending, and people partnering up on building rental portfolios, and a lot of collaboration, right? And that's what just happens when you surround yourself with people that want to grow and want to help you grow and are doing it from the right place. So if you guys have any interest in learning more about the community, head over to ascendyoursuccess.com and we'll get you we'll hop on a call and see if it's the right fit. So with that being said, you know, one of the many things that was discussed at that mastermind retreat was hiring. You know, there's people we have within our community. We have not just wholesalers and rehabbers, but long-term investors that are building large rental portfolios, and self-storage investors, mobile home park investors. I mean, lenders, it kind of covers the gamut. And regardless of what niche or space you're in within real estate, or even if you're listening to this and you're an entrepreneur and an operator in a different vertical, leadership and hiring and training and managing, these are all things that we all need to strive to sharpen the sword on. And I think back to even the last handful of coaching calls I've had, several of them have been about hiring the right people. And one of the things I'll share with you is, hiring is one of those things that there's a lot I have to share with, but don't always look to cut corners from a cost standpoint. It's an investment. Yes, it goes on your P&L under the expense category. I view hiring people as an investment. You know, I've recently made a couple of hires, a virtual assistant, and then somebody local here to help me help prepare the our direct mail for self-storage. And I'm not trying to find the cheapest person. I'm trying to find talented individuals that want to grow, you know. And I had a conversation with one of our members and we were talking about this very thing. And, you know, his mindset was, well, I can only pay X amount of salary, or I can only pay X percent commission. But, you know, I asked him, I said, well, let me ask you this, you know, what if you paid a little bit more, but it could generate this much more revenue? Would you be open to paying more? if it was the right person? And immediately his answer was yes. So I said, okay, well, don't box yourself into saying, hey, I can only pay this, because we just proved that that's not true. So that's the first thing I want to share with you is don't always try to cut corners. You know, one of the examples I'll share with you is if you had to have a major surgery performed on you, would you want to find the cheapest doctor? Right. And that might be kind of a funny example, but think about it. You know, like, no, you would want to find the best. So why would hiring talent, why would hiring team members, employees, whatever you want to call them, why would that be any different? This is your business and you want to surround it with the most, with high quality, talented people. I'm in the middle of watching The Men That Built America. I'm watching it on Amazon Prime. It came out on the History Channel maybe a year or two ago. Just such an inspiring, you know, series about the Vanderbilts of the world and Rockefellers and Carnegie and, you know, Ford, JP Morgan, these guys. And not in that particular show, but I've heard they were interviewing Henry Ford and they asked him something. And he said, I don't know, but I have a, you know, he pointed to like a phone or a device back there. He's like, I have this where I can hit a button and I can get the answer. And that's because he surrounded himself with the most talented people he could possibly find. So I want to share that with you. If you're thinking about hiring, I don't care if it's a virtual assistant, an assistant, all the way up to chief operating officer, or even maybe you want to replace yourself as CEO. It doesn't matter. You want to find talented people that fit your culture, that fit your core values. And your core values aren't something that you should just kind of put together and say, hey, it's going to look good on a website, or it's going to look good on paper, but it's what you truly live and believe in. It's the fabric and DNA of your company. And you need to find people that are in alignment with those core values and with that culture and that have the talent, that are not needing to be handheld, but are resourceful. And, you know, to the extent that you can build an organization and a business that has talented people, that's going to determine ultimately how far you go. Yes, you as the leader, as the entrepreneur, as the visionary, you have to cast a vision wide enough so that other people's visions can fit under yours. But then you have to lead and inspire. And even better is when you find people that don't need that inspiration, but they can inspire themselves. I think back to several years ago, I remember one particular team member I had a challenge with, and I was talking to my coach and I said, I'm having a hard time holding this particular person accountable. You know, they're not willing to be held accountable. And he said, well, if you hired people that held themselves accountable, you wouldn't have to always hold them accountable. And I was like, damn, that like, it just hit me like right between the eyes. Right. And so now I think whenever I'm hiring somebody in whatever business, right, now that I'm knee deep in storage and I'm looking for additional team members, it's about finding talented people that want to grow, and that it's not just about money, by the way, but they desire to impact and do more and contribute. So think about what's important for you. And I'm going to kind of leave this particular episode on that note, because on the next episode, on episode 529, I'm going to go ahead and talk about, you know, now how do you start to identify what you're looking for? And then how do you actually go about the business of making that a reality and bringing these people into your organization and into your life? So I'm going to go ahead and leave this. So this will be kind of a two-part series, possibly a three-part series. If you have any questions, if you have any feedback or comments, connect with me on social at alexpardo25, youtube.com/alexpardo. And you could, you know, pretty easily, I think, find me on Facebook. So with that being said, again, if you want to connect, learn more about the experience of Ascend and the community, ascendyoursuccess.com. And as always, I'm grateful for you and I'm excited to hop back on here and connect with you on another episode. One last thing before you go, if you have been listening to the show for a while and or you have been getting value from the show, I would be 100% honored if you would share this show with a friend. Or maybe share it with somebody that you think could benefit from this. It's my mission, it's my cause, it's my purpose through Flip Empire to impact and touch people's lives and in their businesses. So it would be an honor if you would be willing to share this episode. And one last thing, make sure that you're subscribed so that you get notified every Monday and Thursday when shows get released. I look forward to connecting with you on the next one. Until then, have a great day.